Okay, hi everybody. My name is Avery Bravo, and I will be talking about my nonprofit business, Open Paws Sanctuary. Our mission as Open Paws Sanctuary, we want to rehab, find a home, and rekindle trust between dogs and people. Our key challenges would be that there's a rising number of abandoned pets or animals in the Bay Area, and as you can see here, this is one of the shelters in Richmond that is overcrowded. It, I believe, is Milo's Foundation. And they about have 312 abandoned animals that are up for adoption, but that does not include the ones that have not been rehabbed. A key approach that I have is that I want to be able to create a shelter that is very community-driven, and that has fostering and adoption and low vet cost clinics. I still have to partner with local vets in the area, have not done that yet, but the programs that I want to have too, that include volunteers and pet owners to be able to interact with the animals and get used to them. Post-pandemic has put pet abandonment rates up for rising from, I put a little line graph down here, is 2016 to 2022. That's the only one I can find because the other 3 years for some reason won't come up. But it is a very increased in community interest for the animal welfare. And for an Oakland shelters, they have stopped taking in any surrendered animals. For Marin County, a lot of people, about 60% of households, have pets. And as you can see down here, I put like the age groups and the percentages. While the median salary that I'm trying to target for donors would be between $70,000 to $150,000. And just a really big demand for no-kill shelters, and it's just really hard for overcrowding nowadays. I have an idea of getting the exposure out there by using an Instagram and telling these stories, which the adoption events, local parks, I want to use for just doing the adoptions for the dogs, and still going to find and connect with sponsors and shelters for the overcrowding so I can take in some of those animals. My competitors would be the Marin Humane Society and the SFSPCA. This one's a mess up, so don't look at that. That shouldn't be a check mark. But they are overcrowded, though, and need help. So with mine, I would be taking in some of these animals. But I do have limited space for the rehab of animals since I'm only doing 25 at a time. And just the differentiation would be like I would be doing the low vet costs in my business. These are my goals. As I said before, over the 3 month period, I want to try to put 25 dogs up for adoption. As for financials, I'm using a revenue versus expenses, kind of like showing you how it would look over a 3 year period, starting up with the donors and growth in sponsorships and adoption fees with a very sustainable outcome at the end that I want to reach, at least hopefully. currently, my team is just me and in need and looking for volunteers and vets. And more donors. I have been in contact with donors that are family related, but I do need more. I would just love for everyone to join my team and in expanding, and together we can make San Rafael for animal care, and make this just a unity of hope in our community. Thank you.
I may, when he asks a question, if you could repeat the question just so we have a recording of it.
Okay.
Pick up his voice.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry if it isn't confusing.
Anybody?
Some questions first.
Hi, it's Ken Cholman here from London, Birds. I'm sort of leading the Cambodian party.
Oh, excellent.
So this is where we're from. So it's suitable. And I think it's a really good community idea with a huge potential. And as a comment rather than a question, I do think that obviously in terms of income, then you've got to keep supporting yourself. My personal view is that all sources of income, whether they come from, let's say, government sources, NGO sources, donations, plus various commercial sort of products that might spin off, I think are all good for this, because I think community-based projects need basically sources of finance which are diverse. Where do you think your main sources of income are going to come from?
My main sources of income would probably be from the donations. Yeah. Okay. Just only because I have been in contact with a lot of them. Yeah. And like we did, I would say, in our class, like surveys for people as well. And I have gotten contact with many people who have also gave me advice on like some of my ideas too. Oh, yeah. Do you want me to repeat a little bit?
No, you repeated it pretty well.
Okay.
Anybody else before I ask any questions? Well, first of all, just a comment. When you start, just give one sentence about, you know, who you are, where you're from.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm from Southern California, okay. But I go to school here.
Okay, great.
My location that I was wanting to do is locally in San Rafael. What was your other part of the question?
Startup capital strategy?
I was planning it just in my head for the donations and also sponsorships as well.
Right.
Yes, but as of right now, because like I know I was trying to get in contact with local vets, but they just never got back to me. So that was kind of hard because I know they're really busy all the time.
And my next question was about, it was very good about the competition. You know, you've got the Center Fell and local competition. The differentiation though, you said I wasn't clear. What was the differentiation? Is it like an overflow?
It was an overflow strategy because they're so overcrowded that a lot of them aren't taking in any more like surrendered animals. So my business would be like helping these shelters and just taking some in and having them. I have like a more focus though in trying to build like a trust process for the animals. Oh, their role?
Yeah, role.
Okay, so. Yeah, the type of person I would want a very, like, I would say, like, a very respectful, very, like, dedicated, loyal person to the program. And especially since I would also like them to at least have a little bit of knowledge in the, like, welfare of the dogs, like, just rehabbing in general. Yes.
Great. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.